If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we're also on your favorite podcast platform. Well, we've been talking this week about liturgy. You know, I just got to say, this is kind of funny in the fact that I have ideas that I'm going to do for the show and I have it all prepared and everything else. And then I begin the show and something pops into my mind and I do a completely different show. And that's exactly what's been going on. On Tuesday, I started the show and somehow I ended up in liturgy. And so this is a whole week focusing on liturgy. One of the things to keep in mind, you know, you've heard that line, which I actually don't like. Well, I go to Mass and I don't get anything out of it. And someone goes, well, if you don't get anything out of it because you didn't put anything into it. Oh, I hate that. I really do, because it's so insulting. It's like, okay, what can we do to make the Mass the way it should be? And one of the things, of course, the priest should do is to follow the rubrics. But following the rubrics means to do what it says to do, to not do what it doesn't say to do, and if it doesn't have anything to say on the subject, let it go. You know, so I talked to you the other day about the Orans position, which is when people pray the Our Father and they hold their hands in this position. Similar to the way the priest holds it. And you'll see online and other places people say, no, you shouldn't do that. There's no reason. This is wrong. That's only reserved for the priest. It came out of the Philippines. There is no statement on whether or not you should or shouldn't hold your hands in the Orans position during the Our Father. So can you do it? Yes, you can. Can you choose not to do it? Yes, you can. However, there are other things where it says to kneel at certain parts of the Mass. You know, comedians have a ball with this, but these are all prayer positions. So to kneel at certain parts of the Mass, to stand at certain parts of the Mass, and to sit at certain parts of the Mass. That shouldn't change because it's in there in the rubrics. It's part of the rubrics. It says. And what you're doing is coming together in the Lord, and the different positions represent different prayer positions. And if you think, well, the Lord doesn't mind whether I sit or whether I stand, well, how about this? Remember, when Moses first encountered the Lord as the burning bush, what did he say? Remove your sandals, for you are on holy ground. So the Lord calls for different positions in service to him when you are in his presence. And that's what Mass is. You are in God's presence. It's so important. We as Catholics believe the bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. You are in God's positions. We as Catholics have the tabernacle in which we store the body and blood of Christ. And therefore, we believe Christ is present in a special way, and I guess you could say a physical way, in the church itself, the church building. And he's present in the people. He's present in a lot of ways. So when you come to Mass, you are in the presence of God and his people. And that's an important distinction. So those prayer positions are recognizing that. So when we listen to the first and second readings and the psalm, we're seated because we're hearing the word of God. But when we're listening to the gospel, we're standing because that is usually the words of Jesus Christ, or they are the words about Jesus' earthly ministry directly. So that's what the gospel is. So you give it a special respect. So you have the standing, you have the kneeling, and, you know, the comedians always turn around, yeah, it's all like calisthenics. Yeah, well, if you understood what the mass was all about, you wouldn't be making fun of it. So in any case, those are the things that you look at. And important considerations that those rubrics are there. But there are other rubrics that people will complain about. No, that's not the way to do it. Doesn't say anything about that at all. So you don't have a right to complain. We all know that the colors mean something. You know, in a Catholic mass, we have an expression, all the smells and bells. And one of those, what that means is, you know, we have the bells, we have incense, depending on the mass. Well, here's the interesting thing to keep in mind, the smells and the bells. In a Catholic mass touches all five senses. And so that's part of it when you have, like, for example, a high mass, what people would call a high mass. There really is, that terminology isn't used as much today, but, you know, you have all the smells and bells. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, remember you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So if you were looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure and you want to say, well, I want to experience what St. Anthony Parish is like, then you feel free to come to church because that standing invitation allows you to do just that. And in light of that, you might say, well, what about the collection? You know, I'm supposed to give money. Well, no, your presence is really important. So you're not ready to donate to the parish yet? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Doesn't go for any other parish or any other church for that matter, because they won't know what that means. But if you come here to St. Anthony, just write the word radio down on a piece of paper. If you don't currently call the local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 443 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road in the Mass Pike. And just a reminder, don't throw the stone, but if you want to know, we are a stone's throw one way to Soldiers Field Road and the other way to the Mass Pike, but please don't throw a stone at either place. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful reality of liturgy and understanding that there are the things you're supposed to do and the things that you are not supposed to do. And then there are things that don't matter. So as I talked about the Oran's position. Now, interesting enough, one of the things that goes on in the English-speaking community is at the time of the sign of peace, which I understand in the state of New Hampshire, they don't allow right now, but it's the sign of peace. And so what that normally is some kind of sign, and really it's called to recognize that we are all brothers and sisters of Christ, so get rid of anything that separates us, and that's what the sign of peace is all about. But a lot of people, especially around this time, are a little nervous about shaking hands, right? They're not sure whether they want to shake hands and stuff because of the flu and everything else, and that's understandable. There's different ways. I mean, I'm on the altar, so I'm not near anybody. And the way I give the sign of peace is I just kind of give a high sign, as in hello, just in a 180 degrees, just, you know, to the people on the altar, to the people in the congregation, just a 180 degrees. And that's what it means. It really means let's let go of everything that separates us and recognize ourselves as brothers and sisters of Christ. So, and there are people, oh, we shouldn't do this. This is from dot, dot, dot. The Masons did this, the whole bit, whatever. Throw all of that away. That's what it is. It's biblically in this. And that's what it's part of. It's part of our Mass. So as you shake hands or as you give a sign, that's what it means. And that's important. So it's part of what happens at Mass. So if you're listening to people who are the curmudgeons, who turn around and say, you know, we shouldn't do this, and we should just be standing there. No, please throw that away. We're called, it has a very important part of what the mass is. But as I said, you have the two extremes. You have the curmudgeons on one side, and then you have the people who turn it into a party, and then everyone starts coming out of their pews. And no, that's the other extreme. What you want is just to do this around the people in your pew as that sign of we are together in Christ, and anything that would separate us, we let go. And we want to let it go. It's a very powerful experience. And you may find that there may be people in your parish that you're having a dispute with, and it comes time for that sign of peace, and you may have, and you don't want to wish them a sign of peace. As a matter of fact, you'd like to wish a sign of peace to everyone around you except for that person. So we'll say that person is at 2 o'clock on the clock, and so you say hello to everyone at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 or 5, all the way around, but you just kind of ignore them. Well, the reason for the sign of peace is just so that you, is specifically so you will give a sign of peace to that person at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock on, you know, in the circumference, not in the clock, in what time it is. I'll give you a sign of peace when 2 o'clock runs around. No. So do you understand? That's literally for that moment that you realize that on top of everything else, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that's a really important understanding. And but, you know, the curmudgeons say don't do it, and then the people on the other side say let's turn it into a party. No, it's something that is done in a specific way in order to lead people to understand that call to recognize each other as brothers and sisters of Christ. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.